Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is currently 6:46, call it, on this Thursday morning, March 4th. Highs of 69 today, 72 tomorrow, 20% chance for showers late tomorrow, and 70% overnight. Then looking ahead to the weekend, it's going to be nice. Ground might be a little bit wet, but the highs are going to be in the mid-60s, and we'll have plenty of sunshine both days. Josh Stockley joins us, professor of political science at ULM, to talk about the divide in the Louisiana GOP, if in fact there is one. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Let's talk about that in terms of, I guess the first thing is what they would be divided over, and that would have to be President Trump. All roads in the GOP lead back to President Trump?
I suspect that there'll be a long period of time where President Trump's shadow will cast long over the Republican Party, both at the national and the state level. And as the party tries to struggle how to move forward nationally and in the state, is there a divide in the state party? Yeah. But I would like to point out that Republicans have had internal divisions in Louisiana for several years now. This is not the first. It's just happening over a different individual and a different issue.
What were the previous, divisions or issues?
Previous divisions, were mostly personalities. Our former Governor Bobby Jindal and our former U.S. Senator David Bitter were not the closest of friends by any means. Their political and personal divisions created some divisions within the party, and they squared off against each other by endorsing different candidates. There has also been this argument within the party about what does it mean to be a Republican, and are the Republicans conservative enough? I don't know if anybody remembers, but 6 years ago when Bill Cassidy announced that he was, I guess almost 7 years ago, announced he was running against incumbent Mary Landrieu, there were many Republicans who were hoping another Republican would announce their candidacy, because at the time the criticism was that Bill Cassidy was not conservative enough.
So this is no surprise, really, in terms of Bill Cassidy, and who could have foreseen what was going to happen with President Trump? But the fact that he doesn't get in line behind Steve Scalise, and I know it's a difference with the House and the Senate, but I would have to guess locally, or at least in Louisiana, Steve Scalise is the most powerful elected official. Is that accurate or not?
Yeah, I think Steve Scalise currently probably remains the most powerful member of the Louisiana delegation. He holds a leadership post in the House of Representatives. And he has taken a little bit of a hit, given that the Republicans are now the minority in that body. But the Republicans are now technically the minority in both bodies from an operating standpoint. Steve Scalise has been the most powerful member. But, it is a surprise and it isn't a surprise. You know, Bill Cassidy as a congressman was known as a little bit more of a pragmatic member of Congress. He was less ideological than many of his Louisiana colleagues. The surprising part is, since moving to the Senate, it would appear that Bill Cassidy moved to the right. He has been, over the years, one of Trump's more loyal supporters and a very outspoken supporter of President Trump. So his break is surprising because it's different from the rhetoric and the voting patterns that we have seen from him in the last couple of years.
But there were, and I don't know if I said John Cassidy earlier, but with Cassidy and Kennedy, it's easy to get the names all confused. Bill Cassidy, John Kennedy. In terms of, I don't know if you want to use the word centrist, is it more about philosophy, ideology, or is it about pragmatism where he realizes that even in the Senate, he supported the president up until a point, and then there was a point where it just was beyond his ability to support?
Sure. I think this would indicate that Bill Cassidy is probably more of a pragmatist than an ideologue. He supported Trump, as did almost all Republicans, because that was a path of least resistance. Trump was very vindictive towards anyone who disagreed with him, Democrat or Republican, and he almost didn't treat the party any different if there was a disagreement. So I'm sure Bill Cassidy thought it was best to work with President Trump, to publicly support President Trump in order to benefit the state of Louisiana. Now that there is a power-sharing agreement in the Senate and the Republicans are a de facto minority, I think Bill Cassidy now realizes, look, if I want to secure important policy deals or financial arrangements for the state of Louisiana, it might behoove me to work with Democrats. I don't think the impeachment vote was necessarily a policy move, but it certainly indicates that he is willing to listen to Democrats. He is willing to consider what they have to say. And if that means voting with them or working with them, apparently he doesn't have a problem with that.
I will pick it up here. We come back 6:51, 9 before 7, which ideally I don't think you're supposed to. It seems as though if the system's going to work, you got to be open to compromise on both sides. Josh Stockley, our guest, professor of political science at ULM. We're talking about a divide in the Louisiana GOP. 6:52, 8 before 7. Traffic now on WWL. D6 now, 4 before 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Josh Stockley, our friend, professor of political science at ULM, about a divide in the Louisiana Republican Party. How is this going to manifest itself, Josh, or how could it manifest itself in terms of primaries?
Yeah, I think what could happen is you might see the party paying more attention to candidates that they support or endorse. This might become a litmus test for whether a potential Republican hopeful gets endorsed or supported by the party in the state of Louisiana. One of the first questions they might ask is, do you support or not support the former president, regardless? So I think that's how it can manifest itself. You might see for a short period of time Republicans being asked about their support for President Trump, because, I mean, right now he still remains the primary Republican icon for the national party, and he cast his shadow over the state party, which is dangerous. You know, Bill Cassidy has kind of doubled down on this rhetoric, and he even gone so far as to say that it's dangerous for Trump to be the Republican idol at the present time.
So where is the primary system now for people that are not aware of it? Where in terms of open and closed, what does it mean, and what would happen in order to make it harder for, say, somebody like Bill Cassidy, who doesn't toe the Republican line, to get reelected?
So right now, Louisiana utilizes an open primary system so that every candidate, regardless of party, appears on the same ballot. Republicans, independents, Democrats, anyone who gets 50% is elected outright. If no one receives 50%, then they move on to a general election. We often call it a runoff, and then you have a 1v1 contest. But this can pit two Republicans against each other, two Democrats, Republican, Democrat, any possible powerful number of combinations. There has been talk, because of Cassidy's decision, of moving to a closed primary system. This means that voters only get the ballot of the party that they are registered with. So if you are a registered Republican, you would get a ballot that only has Republicans on it, and you select the top Republican. Or if you're a Democrat, you get a ballot that's only Democrats. If you're not registered in one of the two parties, you may not get a primary ballot at all. a closed primary would restrict access, and it would make it harder for, in Louisiana, for pragmatic or more moderate Republicans likely to win elections.
And I guess the question is, would you rather somebody that stands firmly hip to hip, joined at the hip with President Trump, or is more pragmatic, somebody like Bill Cassidy, who is open to compromise with the Democrats if it means more money coming to the state and maybe better treatment of the state by the federal government. So that those are your choices. If you want to go hardline Republican, that's fine. It could hurt the state, especially with this Congress. Or if you want to be pragmatic, then Bill Cassidy would be your guy where you got to compromise and give and take. Accurate?
Yeah. I mean, who's more important, President Trump or the state of Louisiana?
And I think that's
the issue. Do you want your senator to vote for the Trump purely for the sake of voting for Trump? Let's not forget that Trump's foreign policies at times have hurt Louisiana. His rhetoric has made it more difficult for Louisiana farmers to sell goods and the port of Louisiana to have international markets.
Godly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.